I remember I had an uncle who lived down yonder, about 2 miles or three toward the river, and he ran a little country store, and if we needed a barrel of flour, that was the way it was shipped then.
Uh-huh.
And he had a merchant in Savannah that he dealt with, and you could order it. You'd have it shipped by the steamboat. Well, we'd have to go there and get it. Go to the river and get the barrel of flour. Well, I remember one time they had the barrel of flour ordered and the steamboat sunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the flour didn't come, and there was no insurance. Well, they just had to get another barrel of flour.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I don't know whether it's interesting to you.
No, I really, keep going. I'm very interested.
We hauled what we call boat wood from here to the river. What I mean, it took wood to fire the steamboat to make steam for it to go up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And my father cut some and hauled it. But it wasn't nothing much to it. But it wasn't nothing much to none of it. Then, I mean, no money much you couldn't get. Well, cut a cord of wood. Well, you take a mule and cart, and it took 2 days to get a cord to the river. What I mean, he couldn't make but 2 trips, one in the morning, one in the evening, and a quarter of a cord of wood was a load for one mule.
Uh-huh.
Well, it took 2 days to get it to the river. And when you got it there, you didn't get but $2.50.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's the truth. And if you hired it cut, it cost $0.50. That a man would cut a cord of wood then for $0.50. But the money was valuable, but it was scarce.
Uh-huh.
Now it's plentiful, but it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's just exactly.
What do you call a round sweet pastry? It's about that big around, it's got a hole in the middle.
A donut.
What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and cook on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Well, we call, you mean a biscuit?
No.
Oh.
I mean something bigger than that. About
yes.
That big, little thin. And you stack them up and eat them with syrup.
You mean waffles. Are not pancakes?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, well, I tell you, we weren't ever used to much of that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, man, it's kind of hard to catch on because we didn't. My mother used bread and biscuits, and they was homemade stuff, all of which. And since then, we bought ready-made biscuit for breakfast and bread and not much fancy cooking. We have the great coarse cooking, I reckon. But
well, have you ever heard people call them anything besides pancakes?
No, ma'am, I don't believe. Like I tell you, it wasn't a common thing here with us.
Yeah, uh-huh. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Not smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
just salted.
Sausage.
No, just from the side of the hog.
Well, that's pork, but you mean not smoke beaten. You don't want that.
No.
Well, I don't know. It's pork chop, some people I reckon called it.
Okay. Well, now what about middling meat or side meat? Is that from the side too?
Yes, that's, well, you can buy bacon, they call it now, and you can have some, you can get it in a slip.